Now, if your memories are good, you'll remember a couple weeks ago when we started this time of Lent. We talked about Jesus, and the first thing that he did when he began his ministry, he said, "The kingdom of God has come near." Now, this kingdom that he talks about, when you first hear about it, sounds like it's a strange, faraway place, but it's actually right here. And so Jesus had to tell people about it. He had to show who would be in the kingdom, and so he began to rewrite and redraw the boundaries around us so that everyone was included. And Jesus had to tell stories so that we got to know what this kingdom was about, and he told parables about invasive weeds that spring up and grow all over the place. And then Jesus had to show what kind of power was going to be in that kingdom. And so he touched people and healed them and opened people's eyes and fed people who had hungry stomachs. And Jesus even calmed the turbulent waters. And everybody who saw it said, "I want that power in my life." And Jesus said, "You can have it as long as you're willing to give it away." And nobody understood that. Nobody understood that. Until one day when Jesus was leaving the city of Jericho, this happened. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, who was a blind beggar, was sitting by the side of the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Now, many people around ordered him to be quiet. But that made him shout out even more, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." That made Jesus stand still. And he said, "Call the man here." And so they called the man, Bartimaeus, and they said, "Take heart. Get up. Jesus is calling you." And so throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus said, "Let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." And immediately, Bartimaeus regained his sight, and he followed Jesus on the way. That's the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You see him. You see him sitting by the side of the road. It's exactly where he's supposed to be. I mean, where else would he be? Do we all not learn our place in life? Eventually. The place that we are supposed to be. Some people assumed that God had cursed Bartimaeus, made him live there in the dark. Begging by the side of the road would be his rightful place, there day by day by day by day by day. He can call out to passersby, coin for a beggar, have pity on me. We who are passersby do any number of things when we walk by Bartimaeus. Some of us ignore him entirely. We'll look the other way and pretend that he's not there. We will renounce any claim that he would make on us, any bond, any empathy. We'll shut it out. Those of us who choose that way and renounce our humanity live in a lonelier place than Bartimaeus will ever live. But most of us who walk by will feel something. We may say quietly to ourselves, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." We pull out a dollar and throw it on his cloak that he has spread out. And the dollar means something. It means, I see you. I'm caught in whether your misfortune is your responsibility or mine. Take a dollar. I know it won't make a big difference, but it makes me feel a bit better. This ritual is the way the world has always been. Some of us are up high and some of us are down low. Who knows why? God knows there must be a reason. Bartimaeus, did you hear that Jesus is coming this way? Well, of course he did. I mean, he hears everything. His world is alive with sounds and vibrating air. He hears footsteps far away. He hears insect feet. Of course, he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is coming. And that name is known by now, especially in the community of those whose weaknesses are visible. This Jesus is the one who they say casts out evil spirits. He touches bodies and they are healed. He spreads mud on the eyes of the blind, it is said, and they can see. He restores physical bodies, but not just that, he restores people to a dignified place in the community. He makes us whole. Son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up, Bartimaeus. It's hard enough to look at you. Don't make us hear you too. Don't bewail your condition. Don't call it some injustice. Sit down and shut up and stay in your place, says the group of people who is always telling us to sit down and shut up and stay in our place. And it makes Bartimaeus sing out even louder, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." Maybe there's a part of you, too, that yearns to be made whole. Maybe you have felt yourself sitting at times on the side of the road when you wished you could walk upon it? What does it take to open your lips and cry out for mercy? What is the cost of making public your deepest need? Jesus heard Bartimaeus's voice, and Jesus stood still for a moment, as though the whole world stopped in that instant. "Call him here," Jesus says. Well, now the chorus changes its tune. They say, take heart, Bartimaeus, get up. He is calling you. Get up, they say. Easier said than done. What makes you get up from the place where you are? I don't mean what makes you get up from the chair and go to the refrigerator, or what makes you get up out of bed in the morning. What makes you get up and move from the place where you are, the place where the world has put you, the place the world has told you that you belong? What makes you get up from that place? Whose voice, when you heard it, would make you rise? Who could call you in such a way that you would get up and move? We have often shared the words of the author Frederick Buechner, who writes about calling. The place to which God calls you, he says, is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. The Holy One calls you to deep gladness, to that place where you do what you're good at, the place where you feel useful and valued, the place where you find discovery and creativity and freedom and love. And the Holy One calls you to the world's hunger. It's hunger to be fed, to be healed, to be consoled in its grieving, to be heard, to be remembered. The world calls you with its hunger to be free and beloved. There is a voice that calls, and you can hear it. Even by the side of the road, even when it comes to you through the unlikeliest of intermediaries, it's a voice, maybe a whisper. Maybe it sounds like insect feet. The voice calls to gladness and to hunger, and it vibrates inside you. It bounces off the contours of your soul, and it reveals the shape of the person God created you to be. And what a glory that is when a soul emerges by being called. It's like a blind man who will spring up and throw off his cloak, throwing off the emblem of his socially prescribed identity. It's the one who throws off the cloak of the inauthentic self. With their God-given identity, that one goes in a new direction. So Bartimaeus comes to Jesus, and Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Which is the funniest question in the world. Bartimaeus is already awakened. He's already cried out and given voice to his deepest need. He has already sprung up and thrown away his cloak. He has already heard God's call in his life and responded with courage and joy and trust. What do you want me to do for you? That was the same question that Jesus asked the disciples, James and John, just a second ago in Mark's gospel. A few moments earlier, these disciples who had been following Jesus all the way along, who had seen every healing with their eyes, watched him chase out the evil spirits, watched him feed 5,000 people with table scraps, and watched him walk on the water. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked James and John, and they said, put us, one on the right hand and one on your left hand, when we go to glory. Jesus was not pleased by that answer. Like the rich man whom he had just told to sell all that he had, who left in sorrow, the place where you are called is not the place where your blind ambition and your deafness to the world's suffering meet. Bartimaeus has asked the same funny question, what do you want me to do for you? And his answer is, let me see. Which is an even funnier answer. Because what should be clear to you and was very clear to Jesus is that Bartimaeus is the only one around for miles and miles, perhaps the only one anywhere who sees. He sees by faith, and that faith makes him well. So Jesus says, go. You're free. Do what you want. Go where you want. See the world. Enjoy yourself. Drink good wine. Eat good food. Do good work. Fall in love. Just go and be. Bartimaeus does not go. I suppose that when you are called by the one who created you, and when the shape of your soul is made visible, when you have been freed by the voice of love, there is only one place to go. You go to the place of your gladness, the world's hunger. You follow Jesus on the way. Bartimaeus did. May you get up and do the same.